Blog Talk Radio.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. Girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charms. 'Cause I want girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, where are you? With a love oh so true, and the hand that I can hold, feel you near as I grow old. 'Cause I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Someday, I don't know how, I hope she'll hear my plea. Some way, I don't know how, she'll bring her love to me. Dream lover, until then, I'll go to sleep and dream again. That's the only thing to do, till all my lover's dreams come true. 'Cause I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, until then, I'll go to sleep and dream again. That's the only thing to do, till all my lover's dreams come true. 'Cause I want a girl to call.
Hello world, happy hump day. This is The Art of Seduction with Grey Eyes Smith. And the show is brought to you by a group on allpoetry.com called Late Night Poets. And we have anthologies available on amazon.com under the same moniker. These are great gifts, you know, excellent tabletop books. So feel free to check those out and help support these shows. That said, tonight's show is based on a contest that I ran called Dream Lover. And so that's the gist of tonight's show, plus a little bit of open poetry as well. So I'm going to check the studio here and see who we've got. Oh, wow, we got a lineup. Hello and welcome, Kate, a.k.a. Weaver of Dreams.
Hello, Greg. Great to be here.
Thank you, you too. Okay, I'm going to bring on another caller here. 585, is that you, Mr. Buttervoice?
it is me.
Hi, Laura Devon, how are you? I'm going to bring on another caller here. Hi, Pam Ray.
Hello, Gray. Hello, Weaver. Hello, Lauren. Good to hear
you
all.
Hello.
Thank you. You too. All right, so I'm going to post the first link here. And Lawrence, if you wouldn't mind giving that a read, please.
All right. Life Would Be a Dream by Damon Dave. My life could be a dream, and all I need to make my fantasies come true. Darling, all that is required now is you. And life would be a dream for me. Oh, my life would be a dream. Girl, you know there's nothing I wouldn't do. If you would tell me that your love for me is true, life would be a dream for me. I'd get down on my knee, whip out a ring, and I will pray that you agree that I am the one for you, and you're the one for me. Then life would be a dream, you see. I'd live a fantasy, knowing that we have a love that's meant to be. And I would cherish you for all eternity. Life would be a dream for me. End poem.
Fantastic read, Lawrence. And, you know, I liked it. You did a play on the song, you know, so you could hear the lyrics in it as you read through it, which is very nice. It's always good to see a different rendition of something that has the same kind of cadence. So I thought it was wonderful. What did you think, Katie?
Well, I was kind of hoping that Laurent might burst into song, but he didn't. Oh, dear. That's opportunity lost forever, but never mind. Yeah, I thought it was wonderful. As you say, it was a beautiful reworking of the words of that, and you could hear the tune as Laurent was speaking the words. So, yes, you did a brilliant job. Damn it, Dave, you did it again.
Thank you, Weaver. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a wonderful parody and a great write on the idea of wanting that dream of everlasting love to come true. And I really like it all the way through, but my favorite part is that third stanza with, I'll get down on my knees without a ring and I will pray that you agree that I'm the one for you and you're the one for me. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Great comment. And Lauren, what did you think of the poem that you read?
Well, nothing complex here. Just great rhyming and a heartfelt plea for love. It's it manages to transmit that awful feeling of possible rejection, all the while pleading for what he desires most. And as usual, he hands us a good poem.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you. All right, I'm going to post the next poem here. And if you wouldn't mind reading this, Pam, that would be great, please.
All right, yep, I'll be happy to. Let me just get back to where I need to be. And all right. This is, Dear Dream Lover, Wake Me Up When You Find Me, by Jenny Hunt, 2017. Huckleberry starlit blanketed skies, twinkling above the blueberry seas, vanilla a la mode raining down on us. Once in midnight dream, he came to me and rode off with me into the milky waves. Dream lover riding the passionate swells of wavy silk, fishing in an ocean too wide and full of many fish, wishing it's me that he find and make me his bride, finally turning my lonely nightmares into love-filled dreams. Flashes of flickering shooting stars fill my eyes with light and hope. Waking up is a cruel joke. Dream lover, where are you? Don't want to keep dreaming alone. When you're not here, I go wild, waiting for you and only you. You are the one I want to call my own. Until the day I find you, I will keep sleeping through the nightmare. I despise dreaming of you and not being able to be with you. Wake me up when you find your way to me, dream lover. Kiss me awake. I want to feel your lips on my forehead. Sail me away with you. I will ride with you until my dying day. Let my dream of you come true, for I cannot be without you. End poem.
Beautiful read, Pam. And I really enjoyed the poem. It had such a dreamy type feel to it. You know, you could feel the dreamlike nature in the landscape of the first stanza. Huckleberry starlit, blanketed skies, twinkling above the blueberry seas, vanilla a la mode raining down on us. Once in a midnight dream, he came to me and rode off with me into the Milky Ways. This beautiful imagery in that first stanza. And then I also liked the ending as well. It was very sincere. Wake me up when you find your way to me, dream lover. Kiss me awake. I want to feel your lips on my forehead. sail me away with you. I will ride with you until my dying day. Let my dream of you come true, for I cannot be without you. Yeah, fantastic poetry there. Kate, what did you think?
Well, this was, this is a lovely poem. It blends both romance and sensuality, which is, you know, a nice thing. I like that because you have that romance is sweet, but you also have the feeling that it would get sweeter as time goes on. So, yes, I really enjoyed it. I hope she doesn't wake up and not find him there. I hope he arrives very soon. So thank you very much for sharing, Jenny.
Yeah, thank you for your comment. And Lauren, what did you think?
I especially like the first stanza, the huckleberry starlit blanketed skies, twinkling above the blueberry seas, vanilla alamode raining down on us. Once in a midnight dream, he came to me and rode off with me into the Milky Ways. It's a beautiful little picture, but there's a problem with a dream lover. If you're going to dream of a dream lover, it's going to be hard to find a dream in real life because you're going to make that lover the perfect lover. So let's not aim too high. Let's find almost a dream lover because, as she says, wake me up when I find your way to me, dream lover. Kiss me, wake. I want to feel your lips on my forehead. Yes, sooner rather than later. It's poignant, and I like it, and excuse my little joke.
Great comment, Lauren. Thank you. And apparently we have another caller. I'll bring them on before I get you to comment, ma'am. Hello, area code 954. Who's calling, please? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hi. Is that in the
call? Hey, how you doing? Yes, this is.
Okay, great. Great to have you. Did you get a chance to hear that last read?
Yeah, I have the poem on me now.
I'm sorry,
this is new to me. Yeah.
Okay, Pam just read the last poem. I was just wondering if you happened to hear it.
If I happen to have what, the one that I wrote?
No, if you happen to hear the one that was just read.
A little bit, sorry. I was, doing a couple of things. Because this is usually my time to, work out and things like that. So I had it in my ear.
Okay, no problem. Pam, what did you think of the poem that you just read?
I thought it was absolutely beautiful. It was a stunning write with full of a emotional impact on the idea of the sadness of waking up alone after dreaming of love. I really liked how it had this wonderful surreal imagery, especially in those first couple of stanzas. And one of the parts that I found particularly sweet was when it said, "Kiss me awake, I want to feel your lips on my forehead." Because, you know, there's nothing that says that somebody cares more than the forehead kiss. So excellent write and very well done.
Great comment. Thank you. All right. I'm going to post your poem to the group in the swamp, and if you wouldn't mind giving that a read. There you go, anytime you're ready. Hello in the swamp. Hello. Oh, 954 is dropped. Okay, hopefully you'll call back in the swamp, and we can hear you read your poem. But until then, we're going to go with A. Shaknovsky called Dream Lover by A. Shaknovsky, and I'll give this a read. Okay. Dream Lover by A. Shaknovsky. The merry twinkle in your eyes is like the stars up in the skies. They leave me truly mesmerized. You are an angel in disguise. Your silken hair and fine physique, the velvet texture of your cheek, the magic of your coy mystique, are everything a man could seek. When we are laying face to face and you are held in my embrace, oh, how my pulse begins to race. I know that I have found my place. And when our loving arms entwine, it sends a thrill right up my spine. There are no words that can define this feeling so divine. And when I whisper, I love you, and when you say you love me too, then I'm so glad you really do. It makes my fantasies come true. End poem. I liked it. I liked it a lot. Had a great cadence to it. I liked his rhyme scheme as well. Each stanza ended up in a different rhyme, which is a talent to be able to do quite purposefully and easily presented. So I enjoyed it. Your soap and hair and fine physique, the velvet texture of your cheek, the magic of your coy mystique are everything a man can see. And I think that's, you know, the description of everybody's dream lover right there, as far as I'm concerned. So what did you think, Weaver?
Yes, it was really sweet, I thought. It was very reminiscent of the same kind of era that Dream Lover, the song, came from. It's got that same, as I say, sweetness and innocence, I think, really, of perhaps not your talking here in fine physique, perhaps not, but other than that, it really is of that era, and I thought it was just so, so lovely. That last stanza is just... And when I whisper, I love you, and when you say you love me too, then I'm so glad you really do. It makes my fantasies come true. Very, very lovely. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Absolutely beautiful comment. What did you think, Lord?
Well, let me get right back to it. Sorry, I wandered away. The AAA, BBBB, et cetera rhyme is one that I enjoy a great deal. Makes for a very tight poem, especially if it's done well. The merry twinkle in your eyes is like the stars up in the skies. You leave me truly mesmerized. You're an angel in disguise. The meter, the rhythm, it's there. It flows, which is always nice in a rhyming poem. And it does a fine job with the prompt. I enjoyed it a great deal.
Absolutely. Great comment, Lord. All right, so I got the next poem here. And this has a SoundCloud. It's by our wonderful Weaver of Dreams, and it's called What Is This Thing Called Love? Uh-oh. Here we go. Sorry. I'm going to get to it. Here we go.
You're my dream lover. That's being mighty bold. Your bragging BS ways have gotten really old. Selfish and self-serving, you're all that I despise. If you ever try to touch me, I'd poke out both your eyes. You brag you are a stallion. Well, there I will disagree. What you most resemble in every dimension is a flea. In ending this little lecture, I must make one thing very clear. I'd never date you, not today, tomorrow, or next year.
Well, we were... You didn't go for sensual in this, I think.
No, I couldn't resist it. I just really couldn't resist it. Smolt, you know, stick to my teeth. So I just had to do a little bit of a parody. I do apologize.
Well, that's okay. No, it's great fun. I enjoyed it a lot. You know, who do you think you are? My dream lover? Not a chance. And I thought you captured that quite brilliantly in this poem. You brag you are a stallion. Well, there I have to disagree. What you most resemble in every dimension is a flea. That's pretty, quite the burn. So thank you very much for sharing. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you for the SoundCloud. And thank you for your presence. Mark, what did you think of Weaver's poem?
You brag you are a stallion. Well, there I have to disagree. What you most resemble in every dimension is a flea. Kate, that is too funny. It's a brilliant takedown in rhyme that hits below the belt, literally.
Absolutely. Nice. Great comment, Lord. Thank you. And Pam, what did you think of Weaver's poem?
Oh, this was great. It had a lot of bite to it, some wonderful humor. I really like how it has that attitude of putting a pompous windbag in his place. And I too really like that third stanza with the stallion line. But I especially like, as he ends at the fourth stanza with, in ending this lecture, I must make one thing very clear. I never date you, not today, tomorrow, or next year. I like that she doesn't use any more words than necessary to put this guy in his place. So fun right there, Weaver, and very well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, no kidding. Thank you, Weaver. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Lauren. Great comments. All right, so I'm posting the next poem. And this one also has a SoundCloud. This is by Poeta de Cabra. Oh, hold on, we've got a caller here. Hello, area code 7-3.
Hey. Hey, this is Dexter. Glad I could make it. Hey.
Hey, Dexter.
Hey, everybody. Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dexter.
Hey, fantastic, Greg Weaver. Great comments, all. I'm excited
Thank
to
you.
Be here tonight.
Great to hear you.
Yeah,
thank
it is.
You.
Absolutely. All right, so I've got Dream Lover by Poeta Picasso, and by Poeta de Cabra, and he has a SoundCloud.
Dream Lover by Poeta de Cabra. Every night you are there, or so it seems, making sweet love to me in my dreams. You came to my side with no introduction, soon realized you were the queen of seduction. Each and every kiss and caress, absolutely right, as we make passionate love throughout the night. Had a few relationships, took a while to discover that my perfect partner's actually my dream lover. Most of my ex-lovers were the devil in disguise. To have the perfect woman, I need just close my eyes. Never thought I'd be happy, was near beyond despair, until I had a warm, wonderful dream, and you were there. You were drop-dead gorgeous and extremely polite, but somehow you seduced me on that first wondrous night. Your beauty and personality, far beyond compare, ventured to my bed, which I did gladly share. On my own, friends and family think I'm not quite right, find it a bit hard to tell them I make love to you each night. Doubt anyone would believe I was fortunate enough to discover the most beautiful woman on earth is actually one and only dream lover. Lots of folk think I'm the loneliest person they've ever known. Know nothing of you, my dream lover, the one lover I can call my own. Love like ours is very precious and oh, so very rare. And all I have to do, my love, is close my eyes and you are there. Darling, all I need to do really is go to bed, pull up the cover, sleep peacefully through the night in the arms of my dream lover. Sleep comes much easier now than sleeping on my own. Thanks to my dream lover, no longer have to dream alone. I know lots of people who have had an imaginary friend, but unlike a dream lover, they never stay till the end. End poem.
Well, he did a wonderful read on that poem, and I like it. You know, his dream lover is his dream lover. You know, he's in his dreams, and that's where he goes to find her, which is kind of a magical thing. You know, it really speaks to an otherworldly love that, you know, is in his head, which is fantastic. I mean, you know, I think a lot of more marriages would last longer if that's how things went, but it's just a fantastic poem, beautifully read. What did you think, Weaver?
I think that's the saddest thing I've ever heard. Oh, what a shame. Oh, my, imagine. Oh, yes, I mean, on one hand, it's pretty good to have your dream lover there the minute you close your eyes. I like it. But it is very sad, isn't it? Because you can't take her out. You can't get her to meet the family. Be a bit difficult. I thought it was very well done. I really enjoyed the read. I liked the accent very much. And I thought it was very clever. And it was really good. So thank you for sharing.
Fantastic comment, Weaver. Thank you. And, Lauren, what did you think? Hello, Mort Lort.
Yeah, I was looked down, and there was the mute button with Kate's name on it. She must have loaned it to me. I don't know. At any rate, most of my ex-lovers were the devil in disguise. They have the perfect woman, and you just to close my eyes. That's a great stanza, and it's one among many. Reality versus the dream is well-defined. But Katie's right. It's a melancholy piece in its bones, because I don't think he's ever going to find what he wants.
Great, yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Lauren. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this is great. Wonderful rhyme and flow. I got a kick out of this one because, to me, it shows the importance of having a good imagination. I really like it all the way through, but especially Love Like Ours is very precious and also very rare, and all that I have to do, my love, is close my eyes, and you are there. So wonderful creative write and very well done.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pam. And Dexter, what did you think?
Yeah, this was a fantastic write, and one that kind of caught me by surprise. You know, each and every kiss and caress, absolutely right, as we make passion and love throughout the night. There's just something very endearing about the entire thing. Who had an imaginary friend, but unlike a dream lover, they never say it till the end. There's something very endearing, though, that keeps this thing moving on, and I think there's something that in itself is something very relatable. So very well done.
Great comment, Dexter. Thank you so much. All right, Dexter, I have the next poem posted, if you wouldn't mind reading that, please.
Not at all. This is by Daniel Duhame, A Dream of Perfect Beauty, transported into a white fog that consumes my eyes. A bright light appears, where a figure of a woman comes into sight with a long flowing gown of blue satin adorned with white lace cuffs. She was more beautiful than a rose and smelt of lavender kisses with a hint of saddlewood. When she spoke from crimson red lips, birds stopped singing to listen. Her soft voice, it seemed like a meditative melody. Her smile made the morning star appear as it danced to the beat of her heart, like a hypnotizing drum beat. I knew that in the clouds where she came from, that she was gifted with an ethereal blessing, which made her glow like a thousand suns. End poem.
Fantastic read, Dexter. And I really enjoyed the poem. He painted this picture of this beautiful woman who comes into you know, this white fog with him, and it's the clouds, and she made the morning star appear as it danced to the beat of her heart like a hypnotizing drum beat. I knew that in the clouds where she came from, that she was gifted an ethereal blessing, which made her glow like a thousand suns. You know, when somebody radiates that much, that's a powerful thing. So wonderfully done, and all right. So it turned out that the girl that in the swamp wrote the poem for just showed up, so he can't read it out loud. So he says, I can read it. All right. Great read. Fantastic write. Beautifully painted picture of this dream woman. And I enjoyed it. So what did you think, Weaver?
Oh, it was exceptionally lovely, wasn't it? I mean, when you think of somebody that you were there more beautiful than a rose and smelt of lavender kisses with a hint of sandalwood. Now, that's just sublime. I really enjoyed that. I liked the first stanza. Love that one. And the last one was just, I knew that in the clouds where she came from, that she was gifted with an ethereal blessing which made her glow like a thousand suns. We always seem to pick on the same standards, don't we? But yeah, it shows great minds think alike, perhaps. But I thought that was really lovely. I thought it was it's passionate but controlled, which is not easy to do, to get across passion in a controlled way. But I thought it was really wonderful. Thank you, Daniel. Most enjoyable.
Thank you, Weaver. Great comment. And Lawrence, you dropped into your back.
I am. This is beautifully done. She was more beautiful than a rose and smelt of lavender kisses with a hint of sandalwood. When she spoke from crimson red lips, the birds stopped singing to listen to her soft voice that seemed like a meditative melody. It doesn't try to rhyme. The rhythm is not intentional. It's simply the words as they're written, and they have whatever rhythm they have. And we need to listen very carefully to the words, because he has painted a fantasy transported into a white fog that consumes my eyes. A bright light appears, and that sets the stage for that dream of perfect beauty so well written.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you. And Pam, what did you think?
I liked this one. It is beautifully written. I like how it has a kind of a mythological, you know, that ethereal element to it. Great imagery and metaphors throughout. A wonderful sense of admiration for this stunning woman. And I really like the stanza with the hint of sandalwood and the lavender kisses, but I also really like the one following that. When she spoke from crimson red lips, the birds stopped singing to listen to her soft voice that seemed like a meditative melody. Just with that description, you can hear how that woman would sound like. So beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Dexter, what did you think?
Well, I think that everybody nailed that. You know, the way that they just captured the beauty of it, it's really hard for me to even follow up on comments because of just the overall elegance and just the way that people just portrayed it in the proper form that it was. It was an amazing right?
Thank you, Dexter. Excellent comment. Okay, Weaver, I have the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Yes, of course. My Dream Lover by Heavenly Angel. He stays on my mind and in my heart throughout the day and through the night. He's taken a part of my very soul. Long ago, he took my heart. I need him. Not only do I love him, but I need him. My Dream Lover who truly does fulfill all my dreams. Could I survive without him? I guess the better question to ask is, could I survive without my heart? He's more than a passing fling. He's more than a cherished friend. He's the smile of my heart, the warmth of my soul. He's my first thought in the morning and my last at night. I would be lost were he to ever leave. I gave my heart to him. I care not to have it returned. He's my dream, my fantasy. The keeper of my heart. He's the man I love, my dream lover. End poem.
Well, beautiful read, Weaver. And I like the poem, you know, it's very touching. You can feel her love for her dream lover. And I need him. Not only do I love him, but I need him, my dream lover, who truly does fulfill all my dreams. Could I survive without him? I guess the better question to ask is, could I survive without my heart? And, you know, she goes on to say that he is his heart, her heart, and, you know, she couldn't live without him. So It's a beautiful poem. Well done. Thank you so much for sharing that, Heavenly Angel. And thank you for reading that, Weaver. What did you think, Laurent?
Could I survive without him? I guess the better question to ask is, could I survive without my heart? That's a very telling stanza. The acknowledgement that that person is her heart, and without him, she's going to die. Metaphorically, perhaps, sometimes literally, of heartbreak. I would lost were he to ever leave. I gave my heart to him. I care not to have it returned. There's a finality there. She's all in, so to speak. And she has offered what is not easy to offer. Words with meaning that are not lightly given. Beautiful poem.
Thank you, Lauren. Great comment. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
I liked this. It was emotive and heartfelt, and I just really like how it's about fully committing yourself to someone for a lifetime and knowing that they're the right person for you. And I especially like, he's more than a passing fling. He's more than a cherished friend. He's the smile of my heart, the warmth in my soul. He's my first thought in the morning and my last at night. So beautiful lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Great comment. And Dexter, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a special right, you know. He's more than a passing fling, and just the way that she embodies, or this person embodies this person. Especially in this day and age of technology, that this right means a lot. So I thought it was very well done.
Excellent comment, thank you. And Weaver, what did you think of the poem?
Well, I have to agree with Dexter. I thought it was absolutely wonderful. Whether it's fiction or whether it's true, that came from the heart. That you can't disguise that. Just so beautifully put down. Every word, I think, had a little bit of a punch, made you think about the people that you care about and the people that you love, and you hope that they feel that way all the time. So I thought that was beautifully done. I really thought it was a fantastic write. So thank you for sharing that with us, Heavenly Angel.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you. All right, I've got the next piece up. This is called Wish a Dream, by Donald R. Wolfe. So he has a SoundCloud, and we'll play that.
If I had a wish to dream, then I will dream a wish for you, where stars are placed on gifts of love, wrapped in silk like blue. others love, and stories created to unfold. Even though I have no heart to give, the need begins to grow. I am a spirit of the night, a wish that makes a dream. Desire formed into a vision, a thought fulfilling needs. Although my being has no beginning, I exist within life's dreams. The enchantment made to grant a wish has given life to me. Some dreams may show a way thereafter. I am to be a life you leave. Somehow I've fallen deep in love. No wish should ever dream.
SoundCloud. I enjoyed the music that was played in the background. But, you know, I really liked it. It seems very spiritual and deep. You know, you can feel the desire in it and the passion. No wish should ever dream. There's a fantastic closing to it. And I thought it was beautiful throughout. Excellent read and excellent write. What did you think, Weaver?
Oh, it was a beautiful SoundCloud, wasn't it? That voice was just so otherworldly, beautifully done. And it's sad because we have someone here, an entity, a spirit or whatever, who gives people sweet dreams but has no heart herself, and gives people love but has no desire herself. But then, because she's obviously in and out of people's dreams and doing for them what she can't do for herself, she starts to actually exist without the dreams and becomes, well, sentient, I suppose. That's it, perhaps. But anyway, I thought it was beautifully done. I really enjoyed it. It was a complete and absolute story with so much desire, pathos, everything in it that you'd want. And the last two lines, somehow I've fallen deep in love, no wish could ever dream. Ah, brilliant. Very well done.
Thank you, Weaver. Fantastic comment. And Lawrence, what did you think?
I'm a spirit of the night, a wish that makes a dream, desire formed into a vision, a thought fulfilling needs. I must say, I've fallen in love with this poem, a genius personification of a being that has no beginning, existing within life's dreams, as he says. It's a haunting piece that will stay with me for a while. Bravo.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Great comment. And Pam, what did you think? Oops, she must not be back yet. Dexter, what did you think? Hello, Dexter.
Right?
Oh, it says he's dropped. Yeah, all right, so I guess I'll just post the next poem here. And if you wouldn't mind please reading that, Lauren, that would be great.
All right. It's called Herby in the Swamp. I wish I loved you for your beauty. It would make the days after much simpler. I hurt you. it was public. You were scared. I justified it. You are silent. I am in love with you. I'm terrified to admit to this. My body asking, nudging as a dog would. My mind diligently seeking your opinion. My eyes long to scrape the meniscus of your skin as it collides with the eventual sun. My ears ache in the altitude of solitude, stumbling in the absence of your voice. In you, rage is obedient, intellect, wisdom. I fell the way babies do, with indestructible knees, for your ability to command silence, for your trauma, for your rage, for your shadowy self-image, for your inward self-loathing, for your smile, for your fortified passions for art and its endeavors, for your soft, sensitive guidance, for your alluring voice, for your sensitivity and understanding, for your imperfections. But I am damaged and callous. I cannot feel soft things. I love you. I wish I could love you. End poem.
Fantastic read, Lauren. And I liked it. You know, it's honest. It's open. You speak, builds no bones about how he feels about her, what he sees in her, why he fell for her. And then, you know, I cannot feel soft things. I love you. I wish I could love you. Well, I wish him all the best with that, because this woman just showed up at his house. So I hope it all works out for him in the end. That said, Weaver, what did you think? Hello, Weaver. Unmute. We lost Weaver.
Wow.
We'll try coming back. We'll try coming back to
Pam.
Lauren, what did you think?
Yeah, by the way, Pam has returned. I got a little choked up reading that, to be quite honest. The repetition of "for your," initially I thought it might be a little, I don't know, repetitive, but no. It works very, very well, because the words following "for" are perfect words. For your smile, for your fortified passions, for art and its endeavors, for your soft, sensitive guidance, all the things that he loves about her. And that line, I fell the way babies do with indestructible knees. But what is most poignant are the last two lines. I love you, which means he loves her. I wish I could love you, which means that he's separated from her. So there's no ability to love physically. It's a mind thing. And that is so sad. Beautiful piece.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Lauren. Excellent comment. And Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, this is beautiful. It's a powerful write that has a strong emotional impact. And, you know, it just speaks on the idea of wanting to be able to love somebody who's going through a difficult time. You know, I kind of get the impression of two people who have both been through traumatic life events, which has affected them in different ways. You know, one is filled with rage, and the other filled with this inability to love the person, to love somebody the way they need to be loved. You know, it's just very emotional and great lines on wanting to love but not being able to. So. Very well done.
Excellent comment. Thank you, Pam. Okie dokie, Pam. I've got the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind reading it, please.
All right. I would be happy to. All right. I'm Just Daydreaming by Betty Page. Helplessly dreaming, wishing, hoping, not coping, needing love tonight. I crave to be held. To know just what that feels like, need love of my own. I'm just daydreaming, tired of being alone. Each day of my life, I want to feel love, not just be all daydreaming, wishing hopelessly. Helplessly dreaming, wishing, hoping, not coping, needing love tonight. I crave to be held, to know just what that feels like. Need love of my own. I'm just daydreaming, tired of being alone. Each day of my life, I want to feel love, not just be all daydreaming, wishing hopelessly, wanting to be kissed by one who really loves me. I dream of that love. End poem.
Wow, beautiful read, Pam. And I like it. You can feel the ache and the desire and the pain that she has just daydreaming, helplessly daydreaming, you know, wishing, hoping, not coping, needing love tonight. You know, when you can't escape your reality into that dream of love and being held tight, that's a tragic thing for sure. It's got to be very painful. I wish her luck in that department if it's a reality-based poem. And thank you for sharing, Betty. Excellent write and fantastic read, Pam. What did you think, Weaver? Uh-oh, I think we've got technical issues going on with Weaver tonight.
She might have technical problems.
Yeah, because she's not showing as muted on the board.
Mm.
And she's not responding.
Might have been little ladies.
Yeah. What did you think, Lauren?
Daydreaming is basically a zero-sum game, ultimately. And she uses the word at least half a dozen times. And she realizes that she's just daydreaming. Tired of being alone each day of my life. And I want to feel love, not just be all daydreaming, wishing hopelessly. That's a passionate wish. Because when somebody really loves you, it's a fulfillment that is hard to describe. I mean, it makes you feel complete. It buoys your spirit. It gladdens your heart. You walk with a bounce in your step. And she dreams of that love. Quite beautifully, I might add. Nice poem.
Absolutely. Great comment, Lauren. Thank you. And Pam, what did you think?
I thought this was a tender, heartfelt write with great use of repetition to drive the point home. You know, and I like how it speaks on that idea of wanting to love and be loved in return, but the helplessness of not having that. So, wonderful write all the way through and very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Pam. Thank you. All right. I'm going to grab the next piece here. And I'll post that to the group. And this is by Vamp to Vixen. Are you available, Weaver? Hello, Weaver. No, Katie. All right. Well, I'll give this a read. Dream a Little Dream by Vamped Eviction. All my dreams gently unfolding in the starry night, under harvest moons, blushing gaze, silvery nighttime waxing and waning, we bathe in my shooting star wishes, only to recede home with rosy dawn. Lanterns burn along hot Hawaiian sands, guiding us back with bell, book, and candle, fragments of seashells reflecting torches like moonlight across our footprint paths. He beckons when galaxies blanket me, gifting me paradise, pearls, and opals, voicing every song I want to hear as we journey across his astral plane. Visiting French vineyards, drinking Cabernet, curving through African savanna safaris, till we carve our love into Saturn brings. I've never asked his name, not once. Only tender starlight kisses and nails whispered along my skin. But as I tangle feet back to his arms, I cast myself again to woes of only loving in breaks between the dimming daylight and poem. And she says in her author's notes, the guy I dreamed of doesn't exist. And if he doesn't exist, I'll never die of a broken heart. So yeah, that was fantastic. Dreamy, right? You know, it really carries you along on her mental escape of this astral travel with her man, and you know, this love that exists only in between breaks of dimming light. So fantastic, right, Dan Bixon, and pleasure to have you share that. Thank you. And yeah, hi Lou, are you on the show? Let me see here. Yep, you are. Hello, Lou. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Gray. I think I heard Pam and Weaver and Dexter and Laurent and you.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
So Weaver's having technical difficulty. Dexter has dropped.
Oh, no.
Between Pam, Laurent, and you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance to hear that last read?
Yeah, I did. You know, even though that this wasn't real, I thought her imagery was just beautiful. I loved where she says, we bathe in my shooting star wishes only to recede home with rosy dawn. And then this one, visiting French vineyards, drinking Cabernet, curving through Africa on savannah safaris till we carve our love into Saturn's ring. And I could just see, you know, this in a dream, also in real life, you know, being in the savannah and just seeing all those stars. And I just thought that whether, like she said, it was a dream, but the imagery was very lifelike. It was beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. Great comment, Lee. Thank you. All right, Weaver, what did you think? No, you're not there yet. Lauren, what did you think of the poem?
If you'll check my comment on the poem, you'll see that I picked the exact stanzas that Lou picked, you know, which is normal. Great minds think alike. I'll simply say that what stands out for me are the beautiful lines and the astral metaphors. It's just really excellent writing and evocative imagery. Very enviable piece.
Excellent comment, Lauren. Thank you. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like this. I like how it has the sensuality and mysticism mixed together. It's got brilliant imagery and metaphors. I like how it's about traveling together to the stars, to those mm-hmm. different places that you dream about. Wonderfully written all the way through. But I especially like he beckons when galaxies blanket me, gifting me paradise pearls and opals, voicing every song I've wept to hear as we journey across his astral plane. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Yeah, absolutely. Great comment, Pam. Thank you. Okay, Weaver says she's back. Hello, Weaver. Hello, Weaver.
Oh, man.
You're not back yet. Sorry, Weaver. All right. Okay, Lauren, I put your piece up, if you wouldn't mind reading that, please.
Not at all. 1 second to hit the send button. Okay. This is called Dream Lover. In dreams, she walks for a pallid flower, a dried up stalk. So much to offer. Nothing has been requested. No impudence suggestive of sharing charms in someone else's arms. There were juices there, a blaze of liquid wine, no one to taste the vintage or pronounce it as divine. On a shelf, undecanted, she walked in dreams that lover now created. Dream lover comes as fated in the autumn of her means. About to blow away, crying, dream lover, won't you find a way to stay so I can hold you for my own, that lover in my mind. End poem.
Well, beautiful imagery there. I really enjoyed the sentiment there as well. You know, you have a powerful way with your words that really and hypnotizes the reader and takes them along in your storyline quite beautifully, which happened to me. I mean, I was totally engaged through your write and your read. So a beautiful job, Lauren. Thank you so much for sharing. Weaver, what did you think? No, Weaver. Pam, what did you think?
Oh, first of all, wonderful read there, Lauren. And what a beautiful and emotive write. There's such a sense of sadness at the loss of love and of pleasures that once were. You know, the idea that once men, you know, courted her and wanted her, and now she's left alone. It's definitely got a deepness to it. And beautifully written all the way through with amazing imagery and metaphors. But I especially like there were juices there, a blaze of liquid wine. No one wants to taste the vintage or pronounce it as divine. On a shelf undecanted, she walked in dreams. That lover now created, dream lover comes that faded in the autumn of her means. You know, wonderful lines and very well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pam. And Lee, what are your thoughts?
Well, I really liked Pam's comment, but, you know, I went along this same line there. You know, this was deeply visual. It was, you know, such deep sadness, you know, because, you know, your heart yearns for that dream lover, especially if you tasted love and you want it again. And, you know, the heart never starts hoping or yearning for that. And, you know, in your daydreams, you think about it. Even in your night dreams, it's still there. And especially that last stanza, that just like a nail in the heart, about to blow away, crying, dream lover, won't you find a way to stay so I can hold you for my own, that lover in my mind. And I thought you caught that beautifully.
Absolutely. Great comment, Lee. Thank you. All right, so I've got your poem up, if you wouldn't mind reading that, Lee, please.
Okay. Give me a second. Oh. I have to refresh. Okay. Now, I had to find an older poem. I tried to tie it into the show. And I came up with this one I wrote a couple years ago. Fires dreams of red blood. My lashes cover my enlarged pupils as I see you behind in wanting vision, running my tongue on honey spilling, silencing all our sufferings with love. Dreams move upon tangled sheets. Your animal hunts and haunts my sleep. My tongue's wetness traces thick lips, waiting to part them and suck you in. My breast rise and fall as your pheromones I inhale. Teeth marks my swelling lips, indenting, engorging skin. Your red blood heats my veins, howling for your hungry laughter. Whisper, so I can moan heavily. You make my heart lust, thinking of pressing my body against your rising flesh, spreading my mouth open as it waters with your thoughts. My fingers in your hair, you know what I want. Nails pawing me, arching my back, calling your name, uncover my neck, bite me. End poem.
Beautiful read, Lee. And I loved it. What a journey, you know, you really took us on through that, right? my breast rise and fall as your pheromones I inhale, teeth march my swelling lips, indenting, engorging skin. Your red blood heats my veins, howling for your hungry laughter. Whisper, so I can moan heavily. You make my heart lust. Just passionate and powerful, dude. I appreciate you reading it and sharing that. It was beautiful. And, Lauren, what did you think?
Well, you know, if I'm going to use that word, mesmerized. Dreams move upon tangled sheets. Your animal hunts and haunts my sleep. My tongue, wetness, traces thick lips, waiting to part them and suck you in. My breasts rise and fall as your pheromones I inhale. Teeth marks my swelling lips, indenting, engorging skin. Your red blood heats my veins, howling for your hungry laughter. Whisper, so I can moan heavily. You make my heart lust. And I can say, wow, that is such good writing. So evocative, so sensual, so passionate. You are a rare woman.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Great comment, Lauren. Thank you. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this is beautiful. It's got brilliant imagery. It's sensual and erotic all the way through. It's a wonderful write on the desire to have someone that, you know, and I really like dreams move upon tangled cheeks. Your animal hunts and haunts my sleep. My tongue, wetness, traces, thick lips, waiting to part them and suck you in. And then the teeth marks my swelling lips, indenting and gorging skin. Your red blood heats my veins, howling for your hungry laughter. You know, I like the idea of laughter and whisper shared in a time of passion. So wonderful write and very well done, Lou.
Thank you, Pam.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. All right. Grab the next poem here. And if you wouldn't mind giving us a read, Pam, that would be great. There you go.
Okay. Pillow Kisses by L.G. Mace. And it goes like this. Every night I close my eyes and dream of him, though the chances of finding the perfect boy are pretty slim. He'd have angel-dusted hair of gold and star-sprinkled eyes of cobalt blue. He'd be the one to walk beside me, gently my hand to hold. And our love would last forever, something that never dies. I'd wear his sweater to keep me warm in the cold of the long night. When I want all of his charm to wrap me up and hold me tight. He is the perfect one, the cherry on my Sunday ice cream. Whenever I want him, all I have to do is dream, dream, dream. I want his love and kisses, that's for sure. Though he drives me crazy with passion, our love would be so pure. But all I have, all his dream kisses, I love him so. Dream lover, kisses on my tear-stained pillow. And poem.
That was beautiful but sad. And I really liked her connection that she has with him when she closes her eyes. And, you know, he'd have angel-dusted hair of gold and star-sprinkled eyes of cobalt blue. He'd be the one to walk beside me, gently my hand to hold, and our love would last forever. That's a beautiful, heartfelt write. And a great read, Pam. What did you think, Lauren?
I'm sorry. I was finishing another. Are we doing a hosting basis? Are we doing LG Mace?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pillow kisses. Yeah. I like the line. I'd wear his sweater to keep me warm in the cold of the long night. I can remember my daughter. I can remember my wife wearing her boyfriend's clothes, my hoodie at some point. And I said, "You got your own clothing. Why do you wear mine?" And she said, "Because it reminds me of you. It smells of you. Mm-hmm. It is of you." So when she says, "I wear his sweater to keep me warm in the cold of the long night," it's very, very relatable. And I do love the imagery in this. Nicely done, LG.
Yeah, excellent comment. Thank you for it. And Lee, what did you think?
Well, I really love the way Pam read this. You know, I really liked where LG pointed out that, you know, we all dream of somebody, and somebody perfect, you know, whatever their looks may be. And, you know, just like he brought out with that sweater, but I also liked where she says, "He is the perfect one, the cherry on my sundae ice cream." You know, and if you're somebody who likes cherries and you only get that one cherry on your ice cream, you just, you know, put it in your mouth and you enjoy the taste and the sweetness. And, you know, especially if the other person is trying to take the cherry away from you. And, you know, this is just all, it's warm, it's happy, it's sad, you know, because when you wake up, whether they're you're in a long distance relationship, or this is somebody that you're dreaming of, somebody from the past, or somebody that you've made up in your head, we all want to be happy, and mostly we don't want to be hurt. And you know, the person that you're with should make all these beautiful feelings come to life inside of you, I believe. That coziness, that warmth, that safety, and that sweet deliciousness that comes in a relationship.
Absolutely. Great comment, Lee. Thank you. All right, so I posted the next poem. This is called Sensuality. It's by Doc Rank. Emotions, unrestrained by expectations, feeling so free, like an eagle on the breeze. I'm independent, no anticipations, only my desires. I'm attracted to you like steel to a magnet. You feel the same too. What's love got to do with it? Your caress warms my toes. Our passionate kiss stirs my urges. Your fingers, magic to my libido. Tongue probing ear. Inhibitions left on rocket. As our sweating naked bodies joined, physically but also emotionally, two souls intertwined, united, completed, soft but caring kiss, and home. And I liked it. You know, it's sometimes that passion is just so fiery that you just have to connect. And you know, you might be strangers before, but you certainly aren't after. And I thought that he captured that beautifully in this poem. What did you think, Lauren?
I love the first line. I'm in the process of reading it now. Emotions unrestrained by expectations, feeling so free, like an eagle on the breeze. I'm independent, no anticipations, only my desire. Now, that's pretty much a male point of view. I'm attracted to you like steel to magnet. Yeah, that attraction is strong. It can't be broken too easily, because as the poet says, two souls intertwined, united, completed, soft, but caring kiss. Well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Laura. Thank you. And Pam, what did you think?
I thought this was a great write on the idea of an attraction that starts out as simply physical and then, you know, turns into an emotional connection. And I especially like, as our sweating naked bodies join physically but also emotionally, two souls intertwined, united, completed, soft but caring kiss. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Miss Lee Wilder, what did you think?
You know, you did a fabulous job in reading his poem. You know, he's talking about that he was independent, no anticipations, only desires, like still took back, think about what's love got to do with it. You know, sometimes you just look at somebody and you're so attracted to them. And I actually smiled when I was reading this, where he goes, tongue probing, ear inhibitions left on rocket. You know, if somebody sticks their tongue in my ear and my rocket's gone. So I feel like that imagery.
Wow. Hey, Jesus Christ here.
You know it.
All right. All right, Lauren, I have the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind reading that, please.
Yeah, hang on, I gotta stop shaking my head. is this my PC?
Yes.
Okay. Gagged and bound by sorrow. If I knew your pain, I'd help you to gain a semblance of joy. Then I'd try not to be so coy, like when I was a baby boy, left insane when flesh was a toy made just to bring him joy. I see that smile of yours upside down. I see a beautiful blossom planted underground. The crown of a rainbow is black. If only I could take you back before you cracked. That pure eggshell white glowing bright. I'd help you to hang on to that which came before. That became before this dark you fight. This darkness that's like shitty drawers in a drawer. Scars behind the eyes forever reside. I can only see that through you if I let go of my pride. On angel wings with you, I could glide, but these hands were tightly tied when I died. End poem.
Well, that poem is deep. You know, it really speaks to finding somebody who's broken and loving them, you know, and trying to bring them to a place that they were before the dark, you know, and the scars behind your eyes forever reside. I can only see that through you if I let go of my pride. You know, when you drop everything that you are and see somebody for who they are, that's a wonderful thing. And on angel wings with you, I could glide, but these hands were tightly tied when I died. Yeah, haunting and powerful poem. What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, it is a powerful poem. It's very sad and painful. Great imagery and rhyme. I especially like the second stanza and the closing stanza. With the line, on angel wings with you I could glide, but these hands were tightly tied when I died. Definitely really just, like I said, sad and painful. And very well
done. Absolutely. Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Liu, what did you think?
You know, this is very well written. You know, when you look at somebody and when you actually look at somebody and get to know them and you wish that you knew them before they became broken, before all these where he says that came before this dark you fight, this darkness, like that's like shitty drawers in a drawer. You know, you know, some damage, you've got to realize that some damage never goes away. You may learn to live with it, but other people cannot, you know, and it shows in their body and in their facial expressions. And then you realize, I wish I could help you be happy again to get some joy, but how can I make you happy when I've died inside? I cannot extend myself because what I believed in, I can no longer provide somebody else, you know, and that's just so sad, you know, just two broken people.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you so much. Olivia, great comment. All right, Pam, I've got the next write-up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
All right. I'd be happy to. And this is Tantalizing Scent of Love by Randa Yazri. The giddy scent of love's candle warmers wafts around sensation like the enticing aroma of fresh coffee filling the air as a wealth menu filled with unique festive dessert recipes. Love promises to offer endless euphoric, exciting treats. Love struts, bathing life's body in pleasures, tub full of sleek bubbles as a tempting trip through the sparkling, buoyant blue sea. A greatly desired feeling, but out of reach. A perilous adventure is dependent on forces outside one's control as dancing models in precarious heels. End poem.
Fantastic. Fantastic read, Pam. And, you know, I enjoyed the poem. It had excellent imagery and flow. You know, she really paints this picture quite beautifully. And her, I liked her title as well, Tantalizing Scent of Love. You know, there is a scent in the air when love is there. And people who know the smell can smell it and see get out. And, you know, it really, I think, permeates the air when a couple is deeply in love. You know, others seem to smell it. But, yeah, it's just a beautiful write and a fantastic read, Pam. Laurent, what did you think?
I was particularly attracted to love struts, bathing life's body in pleasures, tub full of sleek bubbles, as a tempting trip to the sparkling, buoyant blue sea. And then that next line, a greatly desired feeling, but out of reach. And the analogy is like dancing models in precarious heels, which I thought was a lovely way to finish it. A perilous adventure. Nicely done, Yanda. Aranda, excuse me.
Yeah. Thank you, Laurie. Great comment. And Louie, what did you think?
You know, I thought this was beautifully penned. It's warm. It's captivating, you know, because, you know, the scent of love stays with you, you know, the perfume, the cologne, like she says here, the fresh coffee filling the air. Just when you smell that, it just makes your mouth water and you close your eyes. And, you know, that can be the moment with that kiss and that scent of your lover. And, you know, when you think about all those delicious scents, you know, she brought that here, love promises to offer endless, euphoric, exciting treats, and it does. You know, there's nothing like when you see somebody in love and you just, they got that strut, you know, that happy strut. And I thought she did this, she, you know, wrote it beautifully.
Great comment, Lee. Thank you. And would you mind reading the next poem, Lee, please?
Mm-hmm. Let me refresh. Mr. Sandman by Liquid Mind Forever. 1. Mr. Sandman, may I know your plan? Can you expand and answer my ceaseless prayer? Dare I be spared the bottomless pit of despair? Where dreams lie without air? 2. I may be vain to often complain, yet I disdain the wane of hope. Must I cope another empty dream, settle for praline and cream to satisfy what only seems to mystify? 3. Sweetness of heart, a steady eye, a tad shy, refuses to lie. His agenda, me. His M.O. for us to be, together forever, here and throughout eternity. 4. Desires to please any which way but loose, listens, intensely passionate, refuses to hear what others say, has no desire to toy or disobey the vows of sanctity, fidelity, and matrimony. Hegemony, not polymony. 5. Is ripe with gifts of the Holy Spirit. I hear it in every word he speaks. Be strong yet meek, slender and sleek, has time to tweak his work weak. He's my peak of fortitude, estuary of flow, bank of knowing. I have, yeah, somebody's at my door. I'm sorry. Pam, can you finish? Read that for me. I'll call back.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know where we're at. I'm sorry.
Well, she left off at the beginning of 6.
Oh, all right. All right. He's Native American. He honors all nations, knows the ways of the wind, the wise of the eagle's eye, rides without horse, bides all things coarse, lives for me and would die for me, of course. He has no remorse, soft-spoken, terse. To me, he's first, last, and always. May my dreams come true tonight. Thank you, Mr. Sandman. Aho. End poem.
Beautiful read, Pam and Liu. I enjoyed it. You know, it really paints the picture of the man that she sees as her dream man quite beautifully. You know, she's a woman who knows what she wants, and he's going to have all these tributes. Answers to my ceaseless prayer that I be spared, dare I be spared the bottomless pit of despair, where dreams lie without air. And then I may be in vain to often complain, yet I disdain the wane of hope. Must I cope another empty dream, settle for praline and cream to satisfy what only seems to mystify? You know, and then she goes on to, he's ripe with gifts of the Holy Spirit. I hear it in every word he speaks. He's strong yet meek, slender yet sleek, has time to tweak his work week. And, you know, nothing can make a woman more happier than a man who can twerk his week work week, you know, so she can bob him when she needs him, which is a beautiful thing. So I thought it was a wonderful job. Great job, Liquid Mind Forever. And, yeah. So, Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, this is a wonderful write. It's a beautifully written vignette, great rhyme and flow, wonderful imagery. I like how she has it in this conversational tone, like she's having this conversation with the Sandman and telling him everything that she has expectations for in a dream lover. And it's not just about the physical. It's also about you know, what he's like emotionally, what he's like spiritually. Sweetness of heart, a steady eye, a tad shy, refuses to lie. His agenda, me, his MO for us to be together forever. Wonderful, wonderful lines all the way through, and very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Pam. Thank you. All right, so I'm going to post another poem here. And this is written by myself, Gray Eyes Smith, and it is called Lover's Call. Running into the fields of dry grass on an endless plain, hands outstretched, fingertip to fingertip, we are soaring now as eagle and hawk. Into an ethereal airstream we slip, soaring high above, we watch ourselves as children without restraint. When suddenly the boy trips, his eagle tumbles, falling out of the sky. Predators of a hunted past now haunt him. Hunt him now. Her hawk holds them at bay until her wolf runs into slay. A love born before all, she responds with veracity to her lover's call. End poem. And what did you think, Pam?
Oh, first of all, great read there, Gray. And what a wonderful, wonderful read and write. And I like how it's the idea of two people's spirits speaking to each other in the form of the eagle and the hawk. We are soaring now as eagle and hawk into an ethereal airstream. We slip, soaring high above, we watch. And then I also like when suddenly the boy trips, his eagle tumbles, falling out of the sky. Predators of a haunted past hunt him now. Her hawk holds them at bay. I like how this talks about the kind of love that's a protective love. You know, it's something I think that many people want to have. And definitely a love of the spirit. So beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. I appreciate that. Head blow from a 2x4. Though Lawrence said in the group, he had a mishap today. Head blow from a 2x4, standing up too quickly.
Oh.
Had to get stapled. Starting good again. Focus is wavering. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining in, as long as you did, Lawrence, with your head injury and all. Much appreciated. All right. I'm going to grab the next poem here. And this one has a SoundCloud. It's by none other than our Miss Pam Ray. And it's called My Dream Lover. And we'll play the SoundCloud.
My dream lover is a big and burly guy. He polishes my knickknacks, admires all the trinkets that I buy. He has dark hair on his chest, sailor tattoos on his arms. He offers to dust the nooks and crannies with a French-made kind of charm. He says, "Oui, madame, let me show you how I love you in so many different ways." So I hand him a to-do list and say, "This must get done today." My dream lover carries some extra weight. That's okay, because so do I. When there's more cushion for the pushing, the loving gets me high. My dream lover cleans for me while I take a nap. And when I wake all refreshed, he's rewarded with some bump and grind while I dance upon his lap. My dream lover doesn't manscape. He is au naturel. And beneath those luscious locks is a tasty treat that swell. He loves to pleasure me and gives me so much joy. While he scrubs my kitchen floor, I grind my heel into his back and tell him he is such a filthy boy. My dream lover often gives me attitude with sass, knowing I will make him wear silk panties while I slap him on the ass. My lover often misses a spot, then gives me a bit of lip, knowing he'll be chained to the rack and subjected to the whip. But in the end, my house is clean. He serves my coffee fresh and hot, feeds me cheese and olives, wines and dines with food divine, meets my erotic needs with all that he has got. So come to me, dream lover, with that thick hair upon your thighs, and we will dance all bold and crass to the central music of our enamored cries. End poem.
Wow. Wow. <Pam. laughs> That was fabulous. Yeah, you did a wonderful job on your SoundCloud, and I really love the poem. Thank you for entering my contest with this. This is beautiful. My dream lover carries some extra weight. That's okay. So do I. When there's more cushion for the pushing, the loving gets me high. Beautiful, right? And he loves to pleasure me. He gives me so much joy. While he scrubs my kitchen floor, I grind my heel into his back and tell him he's such a filthy boy. I really like it, Pam. Beautifully done. And
thank you,
he says, "Why, Pam, you're a naughty girl."
That's right, I am, and proud of it.
What did you think?
Oh, well, actually, my mouth dropped a couple of times. Because I'm just going, Pam? Oh, Pam. Now I know why your house is so clean And wow, you love them husky, hairy boys to hold on to those curly locks of hair. Oh, my gosh. Okay. My lover off, and you did read this very sensual. You just hear it in your voice. My lover often misses a spot, then gives me a bit of lip, knowing he'll be chained to the rack and subjected to the whip. I also love how he feeds you. I've got to say that, let's see, the lap dances. My dream lover doesn't manscape. He is all natural. And beneath those luscious locks is a tasty treat that swells. And this one, I just like a, my cheeks actually turn kind of pink. My dream lover carries some extra weight. That's okay, because so do I. When there's more cushion for the cushion, the loving gets me high. Oh, yeah, mama.
Thank you, Lou. And
this is
hot. Thank you for the inspiration.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you on mute, Gray?
Yes, I was. I said muy caliente, and thank you for
yeah,
reading
that. Yeah, that's for freaking sure.
Right? Steamy, for sure. All right, Lou, I have the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Okay. I don't know, after that, you know, geez. Okay. This was written by Isama Chiba, Spiritual Mirror. O star of the east on the far horizon, O magician of words and meaning, O the longing of migratory birds to the island of dreams and wishes. See you there on the distant shores, as if you are a mirror of my soul and a reflection of my reality. And my picture, my heart, and my hidden secret, how longing for you shook me, and the magic of words from your lips. And I was the one who had closed the door of passion. I have never been shaken by illusions. Until your love seeps into the air, you are the night and dwell in the imagination. All my dreams and my breath become the heartbeat and the lifeblood. I see you in my dreams and my visions. You have become like a monk in your hawk. I live in your shadow. I follow your footsteps. May I see you? In a world only mystics can see, O morning breeze, star of the east, on the distant horizon, wizard of words and meaning, the longing of migrating birds to the island of dreams. I see you there on the remote beaches. You are my spiritual mirror, reflecting my true image, my heart, my secret. How I long for you, for the magical words uttered from your lips. I, who had locked the gates of fancies and illusions until you entered my heart, dwelled in my sleepless night and in my imagination, became all my dream, my breath, my pulse, the vein of life. I see you in my vision. Like a hermit, I live in your shadow, following your footsteps, holding to take a grace at your beauty in a world that cannot be seen except by mystics. End poem.
Beautiful read, Louise. I really liked her write. You know, it was very ethereal in its overall feeling. You know, it's an ethereal type of fantasy, dream, lover. And I thought she captured that quite beautifully. But then she said, I, who had locked the gates of fancies and illusions until you entered my heart, dwelled in my sleepless nights and my imagination, became all my dreams, my breath, my pulse, the vein of life. I mean, you know, that's powerful. Epic, right? What did you think, Tam?
Oh, this is absolutely beautiful. It's romantic. It's spiritual. I like that there's such a strong sense of connection. And I like how you said, Gray, that it has a very surreal feel to it, because it does. I really like, I see you there on the remote beaches. You are my spiritual mirror, reflecting my true image, my heart, my secrets, how I long for you, for the magical words uttered from your lips. I like how that speaks on the idea of just wanting to hear those words of love from somebody. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Louie, what did you think?
You know, I thought that Asama just wrote this so beautifully. You know, I was looking at her comments and, you know, where she was graciously thanking people. She says that, you know, that that Arabic is like Persian. They're both very sophisticated languages. And the best poetry in the history of literature are written in both languages, especially Sufi poetry. And, you know, she said that she did this in English style. And, you know, that this, you know, Arabic poetry has gone back for thousands of years. And I thought that she captured that so beautifully in the mysticism of the dreams, how we wish that our dreams would come true. And, you know, and that some of us deeply believe in these visions. And, you know, how she's searching for him, the longing here. Oh, you know, where she said, oh, morning breeze, star of the east, on the distant horizon. I could just see her looking at this wizard of words and meaning, her hearing these words in her heart, and the longing of migrating birds to the island of dreams. And we know how migrating birds, they're destined to go where they've been programmed to go. And, you know, like our heart, you know, sometimes we feel these deep meanings when, you know, when we hear somebody read a poem or read poetry. And I thought that she beautifully captured her dream in a spiritual mirror.
Yeah, I thought so too. Beautiful comment, Lee. All right. So we've got the next poem up. This is called Smitten with a Vision I'd Lost as I Tossed Between the Sheets of Sleep. I dreamed of you within a dream, neath mere illusions, noble rubble, the seismic loss, the glass within my skull still echoes. Shall I recall your name? Or is your name not but your scream and the punctual chuckle? The veil's theft has left me bereft of each love-soaked note we spoke. Speech I can't reach to claim. End poem. And that was deep metaphorically. You know, it really echoes the loneliness that a person can feel when they're disconnected from the one that they love. So I thought that was beautifully done. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this has powerful imagery and metaphors. It's a beautiful and emotive brevity on the idea of wanting a love back that has been lost or perhaps never was at all. I really particularly like the seismic toss that lost your breath within my skull still echoes. Shall I recall your name? Beautiful lines and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Pam, would you mind looking for a poem while Leah reads, please?
Sure, I can do that.
I mean, do you comment? Thank you. Do you? What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, you know, I don't know if you guys have to have the same thing where you dream the same dream, and it doesn't happen every day. It just comes and it just startles you. You know, you think about that dream all day, the dream within a dream. You know, and I liked here where she caught that when you have that type of dream, the seismic toss that glossed your breath within my skull still echoes, you know, and you still see this person in your mind, the things that happened, And, you know, it's just, you wake up and you're just haunted by those types of dreams. And I thought this was fantastically penned.
Absolutely. Great comment, Lou. Thank you. Ben, would you mind looking for one more poem, please?
Who?
You.
Oh. Okay.
In the meantime, I'll post one of mine and give that a read. Paste. Oh, paste. There you go. All right. So I'm going to post this to the group. There we go. And this is called Love Entwined by Gray Eyes Smith. Gazing into her Milky Way, my ocean deep starts to sway. I call to her there through the stars we share. Forever I plead, drink my need, taste my want with the mystery you flaunt. Evaporate me into your mist. Evermore I will not resist. Feel me as I look up and wish. Ethereal in love, you shine, my bliss. No cosmic force could ever part our love entwined from the start. End poem. And what did you think, Pam?
Oh, this is beautiful. A wonderfully written couplet. I really like the sensuality in forever I plead, drink my need, taste my want with the mystery you flaunt. And I like how you speak on the idea of the mystery of a woman, of a lover, you know, so just amazing lines all the way through and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Lee, what did you think?
I just thought this was beautiful. It's as beautiful as the first time I heard you read it, and I find it so much more beautiful now. You know, that the how we can find our soulmates and our and the people that we're entwined to in friendship, you just connect, and it's as if you were never disconnected. And that's what I thought that you did so beautifully here, where you said, evaporate me into your mist. Evermore, I will not resist. Feel me as I look up and wish. If there are in love, you shine my bliss. That is just so gorgeous and beautifully penned. And that it just reminded me of how you wish upon a star, and even as adults, we still do. Beautiful, Gray.
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate it. All right, Pam, were you able to find anything?
I was. I put it on the board.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'll grab
Did
it.
You want me to put it on the? Here,
oh,
I'll put
okay,
it in the group.
It.
Okay. All right.
There we go.
All right, so this is a bit of dark sensuality written to a picture prompt, and it's called A Dance of Dark Debauchery. Their world is wrapped in woesome night with only slightest beams of light to show their sultry stance of sin that flashes from their eyes and grins. He holds her close and strips her shame with a bouquet of ghoulish games. Thorns that pierce the mind and heart, lust patiently plays its part. They taste the flesh and the blood, salacious thoughts rage like a flood. She owns his reds and darkest blues, he owns her soul in all its hues. They dance in dark debauchery, pleading pain that sets them free. The lashes carve a lover's name, and fetish forms a fierce flame. And poem.
Wow, that was amazing, sultry, seductive imagery there. It really captures the essence of their love and their darkness and, you know, that connection that they share in this darkness. They dance in dark debauchery, pleading pain that sets them free. The lashes carve a lover's name and fetish forms a fierce flame. Dark but beautiful, Pam. Well done. Thank you so much
Thank
for sharing.
You.
Lee, what did you think?
I loved how she just, the ringlet to me was like ringlets of listening to her rhyme and read. You could just hear the moans and the, you know, the flashes of their eyes and grins. And, you know, I really love that third stanza. They taste the flesh and the blood. Salacious thoughts rage like a flood. She owns his reds and darkest blues. He owns her soul and all its hues. Ah! Oh, my God, that is just pure perfection. Pure lusting and perfection. Oh, my goodness, ma'am. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great comment, Lee. Thank you. All right, I'm posting your poem up, Lee, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Okay. Yearning dreams of you. Music wrapped honey, dripping notes sing, closing my eyes, envelop me, eternity's fire. Voice resonates, burning crimson, blood hot, mind's eye to yours, swept on rumbling winds, upon moonbeams through lace patterns, creation's light upon my skin dreaming, inflaming senses, body quake, lusty musk, inhale, drifting in pleasures, rupturing blazes, your shadow's starlight yearns, sailing waters, waves caress, deep inside hidden cliffs, waking darkness, wings never flew, whispers spark flight, rivers flow, nourishing waters, parting lips, oblidded storm, distance clouds cover, radiance ecstasy yearns, phantoms touch, garden rose, await the raining, awakened petals of time. End poem.
Beautiful read, Lee. And I liked all the imagery in that. You know, you have fantastic imagery, and you can feel the emotions emoting from your right throughout the poem. Desire and passion, very sultry and sensual throughout. Beautifully done.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this was beautifully written all the way through. Very impactful lines, stunning imagery and metaphors. I like how it speaks so much on desire and the kind of love that allows you to open up, that really touches you deeply and awakens the senses. I particularly like rivers flow, nourishing waters, parting lips, open, let it storm, distance, cloud covers, radiance, ecstasy, yearns, phantom touch. You know, just all the way through, amazing imagery and beautifully written, very well done.
Great comment. Thank you. And Lee, would you like to say anything about your poem?
No, that I had written it for a contest that I got inspired by, and I don't know, I enjoyed writing for this contest.
Thank you.
It was a brevity. Yeah, it was a brevity contest.
Well, great. Okay, so I've got my next poem up. This is called Beloved by Grey Eyes Smith. Aurora Borealis, dancing in the mist, radiating intoxication, no man could resist. She has no start, she has no end. Against her charms, one cannot defend. With her whisper and wonder, more earth-shaking than thunder, a mortal man, pure in chance, with eyes in awe, may watch the beloved goddess dance. End poem. And Pam, what did you think?
Well, as always, Gray, you just have such a way with writing with the nature imagery about sensuality. And, you know, I like that this personifies the northern lights and speaks on the power of a woman. I really like, with her whisper and wonder, more earth-shaking than thunder, a mortal man, pure in chance, with eyes in awe, may watch the beloved goddess dance. So just wonderful lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Lee, what are your thoughts?
I just thought this was beautiful. I agree with Pam. You know, you tie in nature so beautifully in your poetry, and especially here where you were talking about the Aurora Borealis. She has no start. She has no end. Against her charms, one cannot defend. With her whisper and wonder, making earth shaking and thunder. You know, it's the beauty of nature, and it's the beauty of nature reflected in a woman. And I thought you did that so wonderfully, and it was lovely, and it's fabulous read.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to thank you ladies for calling in and hanging out with me tonight. Much appreciated. Much love, ladies. Have a great night.
You too. Good night, Greg. Good night, Pam. Love you guys.
Love you too. Good night. Good night, Pam.
Good night.
Good night, Lou.
Good night, Greg. Ha ha ha.